Hi, Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. The past 3 weeks, we were out at Rockridge High School on Thursday nights. Radio plays, and it came to an end with the radio play Dracula. And Miranda Keene, a senior at Rockridge, played a key role in the production. So tell us about this three-week run of radio plays, man. How fun was it?
It was actually very fun. I got to be in two of them. They've probably been a very big highlight of this whole school year with, like, Corona not being able to do much. So the radio plays really came through and brought, like, a lot of fun to this year so far.
Well, I know you've been involved in the theater department with productions all 4 years, and you're accustomed to performing in front of crowds. So a little bit about kind of adjusting to that this year. Now, it's better than not doing anything. We know that. But I know you got to miss seeing people in the seats. That has to be a little bit disappointing.
Yeah, it is. Because we've been so used to, like, all these years, we have to have, like, facial expressions and all the movements, because people are always watching. You always have to be, like, in a character and moving in some way. But now we only have our voices to use, and there's no one really seeing your facial expressions and, like, the hand movements you do. And it just really depends on the sound that, like, the crew is making in the background, and just using your voice to get across the whole picture. So that's been really interesting to do when all the plays and productions I've been through so far has all been about, like, the way you have to look and be in character, because people are always watching you no matter what.
All right. So I can say, well, it's kind of like you're a 1940 high school student and not a 2020 high school student, because in the 1940s or whatever, there wasn't TV, there wasn't social media, there was only radio. So you got to turn back the clock and, I guess, get in a time machine. So you got to live that way a little bit.
Yeah. I think that's, like, really cool that that's what they had for such a long time. They only had this type of way to get, like, stories and productions across. So it is cool. I hadn't thought about it before, how we kind of are reliving what it would have been like back in that time era.
And the coolest part of it is you got to utilize local radio. This was the way of life back then. That was the sheer entertainment of sound and sound effects, right?
Yeah.
So what about working with that and dealing with that here in 2020 and getting a chance to do this?
Yeah, it's been kind of strange, because we'd always made the sounds ourselves, and the sounds were never really that important because people could always see them. But it's been cool getting the sound people, like, in with us for whenever they have to make glass, because it's a good combination of them having to make a sound, but, like, if they don't make a sound, we still have to jump on a cue and be like, the sound is there. And we've just got to hope that the sound comes across as what it's supposed to sound like, and that the crowd gets that feel of whatever it is.
All right. In just being a kid here at Rockridge and understanding that this school district must really understand that the arts are important, that you get to do something during COVID, what does that kind of mean to you and the program, you think?
It means a lot, actually, because with all the other sports and stuff, you're like, well, we can't do this because you're all too close. But for theater, it's like, we want to make sure that you guys get to do something at least. And the directors, Mr. Walker and Mr. O, were really good with that. They were just like, we will do whatever it takes to get you guys to do something, which is why they did three, because we didn't have to, like, only focus on one thing overall. It just means a lot that for our senior year, we still get at least theater to depend on.
All right. And you got us kind of in the mood for Halloween, and I'm going to kind of put you on the spot here, because you've had three productions in October on Thursday nights, and The Invisible Man, Frankenstein, and then Dracula. And I thought your closing tonight, we're talking to you on the Thursday night, the final night, Dracula played on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. And you're closing about, you know, being alone or being in the dark. I know you don't have the script in front of you. Can you remember some of those lines, or get us in the holiday mood as we kind of wrap up here? Come on, man. You got to know some of this.
Are you afraid of being alone in the dark? Or are you afraid that you are not alone? For whatever could be in there might be lurking, watching, waiting.
All right. Trick or treat, everyone. All right, you did a great job, by the way. All the kids did, so I really appreciate it. I'm glad people could listen on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Enjoy the rest of your senior year.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yep, awesome. Miranda Keene with a senior joining us on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.